yeah, well, Brits are certainly good at flirting, and they like flirting because, and in fact, Thursday, tomorrow, 2nd of February, is actually National Flirt Day. The Flower Council of Holland actually did lots of research to find out the data, you know, the flirting habits of Brits. And they found out that Thursday is the most common day when people flirt. And actually, the 2nd of February is, of course, when everybody starts thinking about getting themselves ready for Valentine's Day. So that's why National Flirt Day is tomorrow.
A lot of people start dreading it, you know, Tracy, don't they? Because if you're in a relationship, there's an awful lot of pressure on for you to, you know, go one better than the flowers that you got last year or the chocolates or that weekend away, whatever you did. And if you're single, everywhere you go, there are cards reminding you that it's you're single, that you know, there's no love in your life. It's a terrible time of year for some of us.
Well, I don't know. I think that, I mean, if you think of it as a day to celebrate love, I think that's the way to think about Valentine's Day. But I always call it National Single Awareness Day, because if you're single, it's just awful. And I refuse to go out on Valentine's Day now, because whenever I go out and I just sit there and I look at all the couples looking so tense, and she was expecting a proposal and he's thinking, why didn't the flowers work? And, you know, like all that sort of stuff. So it's a painful day. But flirting is, however, a very good thing. And it, of course, it's something that we do all year round. And flowers, of course, speaking of Valentine's Day, are a very good way to flirt. Because the thing about flirting is that you can get it wrong. Like, you know, sometimes a wink, you know, is taken the right way. Sometimes people can say, I can't believe you just did that. That was so inappropriate. Whereas if you give a flower, you know, everybody loves flowers. No one's going to get offended with flowers. And also, flowers can be romantic, but they're also sort of the thing that you give to your granny as well, really. So if somebody does it, you know, if you give somebody a flower hoping that they're going to be a lover and or a partner, and they turn out to say, well, actually, I'm married, you can say, never mind, you're such a nice person, and that's why I was giving you a flower, just as a gesture of generosity.
Tongue-in-cheek, let's wind that back in case someone just switched on and they thought Tracy Cox, relationship expert, was saying we need to start flirting with our grannies.
I think flirting's got a bad name.
Your granny?
Flirting's just about charming people. Flirting doesn't mean that you're going trying to pull or that you're, yeah, you know, you're playing games. It's just about making people feel good.